USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller is expected to release any day the findings of his Russia investigation. Elaine Karamak with the Brookings Institute says once Mueller makes his report, the focus will shift.
This investigation is about to move from the legal to the political. And there, the Democrats are going to have to decide, do we move forward with impeachment?
If the report is anticlimactic, there is a chance the president will try to use it in his 2020 campaign. President Trump continues his attacks on the late Senator John McCain, telling reporters he will never be a fan of McCain's, partly because of how he voted in repealing the Affordable Care Act.
He campaigned on repealing and replacing Obamacare for years, and then he got to a vote and he said thumbs down.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A well-known voice of the Democrats and famous TV personality is now going to be heard on Fox Channel. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more.
Longtime TV news personality and former Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Donna Brazile is joining Fox News as a contributor. She'll offer analysis on Fox News and the Fox Business Network. She was a CNN contributor until resigning in October of 2016 amid controversy about her role in a debate question-sharing scandal that roiled CNN. Brazile made her debut with Dana Perino on Monday afternoon, saying, quote, "I want to be able, as a Democrat and a progressive and a liberal, to talk to the Fox family because they're Americans who care about many of the same issues and concerns that I do." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
During a White House news conference with Brazil's new president, President Trump said all options are open when it comes to Venezuela, suggesting even tougher sanctions could be coming. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some Democratic members of Congress say they would like to abolish the Electoral College. USA Radio's Tim Berg has a different point of view.
Now, Democrats have been speaking out regarding the Electoral College after Hillary Clinton won the national popular vote by more than 3 million votes in 2016, but still lost the presidency to President Trump. Laura Trump, Trump 2020 campaign senior advisor, tells Fox News Democrats are in full-on panic mode.
Let's just talk about the fact that the Electoral College was put in place to make sure that the middle of the country was not forgotten. Otherwise, Sandra, people would campaign in New York and L.A., and that's all they would do. They'd go to the big cities. They'd forget about the real people of this country, the rural people in the middle. I think it's very clear people are still upset on the left that their chosen candidate did not win in 2016. They want to find any way they can to beat Donald Trump, because I think they know it's going to be incredibly hard, almost impossible, to beat this president in the 2020 election.
Trump continues.
Listen, this is a system we've had in place for hundreds of years in this country. It's been working. It's always worked the way it's supposed to. And there's, again, a reason that it was implemented this way by the founders of our country, because they didn't want the people in the middle to be forgotten. And otherwise, you could just make two campaign stops and you call it a day. And that's not really what you want when you have a presidential election.
Several of the 2020 presidential candidates are also suggesting changes be made to the Supreme Court as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.